Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now, for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.
Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? It can be a struggle to find comfort in your body with night sweats, hot flashes, and so many other uncomfortable symptoms. Hormone Harmony is a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, created by Happy Mammoth. They are dedicated to making women's lives easier using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout women's lives. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold. Hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CHAT at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CHAT for 15% off today.
This is the Baltimore Annapolis Psychotherapy Podcast. The information shared in this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health professional. And now, here's Laura Reagan, LCSWC, with today's episode.
Hi, welcome back to the Baltimore Annapolis Psychotherapy Podcast. Have you ever had the experience of a rupture in an important relationship? Has someone you loved ever done or said something that you just felt, I can't come back from this with them? I don't want to continue a relationship with this person because it feels too hurtful to communicate with them without acknowledging how I was hurt by their actions and them sincerely apologizing. Maybe there was a betrayal of trust. You felt close with this person, but something happened. Maybe a series of things that caused you to question whether you ever had a real relationship with them at all. There was love, but reconnecting with them seems impossible because the hurt is so much bigger than the memory of the connection that it feels insurmountable. So where do you go from there? If it's a family member, they may still be a part of your life, but you feel estranged from them. Family events force you together, and there's so much tension that you can hardly stand it. This is something that I hear commonly in my practice. So, what do you wish for? What would you like to say to them? What do you need to hear from them? The holidays are coming up, and this time of year often brings these feelings to a head. I'll talk about that more in a future episode. But for now, I invite you to notice how you experience this rupture in the relationship. Do you long for the closeness you once had for this person? Do you think about them often? Are you wishing them ill? Are you doing anything to avoid thinking about the pain of the loss of this relationship, such as avoiding thoughts of the person, numbing, that can be with food, sex, shopping, alcohol, prescription medications, illegal substances, gambling, porn, what Jennifer Loudon calls shadow comforts. It seems to comfort you, but it's really, you're just avoiding thinking about them. You're trying to numb yourself, and it's not really comforting you. It's kind of keeping you in that same place. Ruminating about them, wishing for them to feel as unhappy as you do. If you think about that person knowing how you feel about this loss, what comes up for you?
Therapists, we've all had that moment. You wake up in the middle of the night, oh my gosh, did I do my notes? Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore when you use Therapy Notes. Therapy Notes makes it easy to write your notes, get them done quickly, but thoroughly. My group practice has used Therapy Notes for 6 years, and everyone always finds it easy to use. But the best thing is, if you do need help, you can call their customer service number and a person answers the phone. And anytime I've ever had to use it, which is maybe 3 times in the past 6 years, my issue has been resolved easily with a cheerful demeanor in 15 minutes or less. So I highly recommend Therapy Notes. And don't forget, go to therapynotes.com and use promo code CHAT to get 2 free months.
What do you notice? When something like this happens, it can seem there's just nothing that you can do. The question is, do you want to repair the relationship? A concept that comes up frequently in my psychotherapy practice is forgiveness. There's a cultural message which is part of many religious traditions as well as our popular culture that healing is impossible without forgiveness. I also think, though, sometimes forgiveness is impossible without healing. I'll talk more about forgiveness in the next episode, but for now, I invite you to consider, what would you need in order to be able to forgive someone whose actions hurt you? What do you want to happen? It might be helpful to journal about this. So the journal prompts are, what do you wish for in your relationship with this person who you used to be close with, and something happened to interrupt that relationship? What do you wish for? Another journal prompt is, what would you like to say to them? In your journal, you can say anything you want. And when you read what you write, it might help you understand the hurt you feel and how you might be able to repair the relationship if that's what you want. And in the same way, what do you need to hear from them? What do you want them to say? Sometimes when something like this happens, some time passes and then both parties just act like nothing happened and try to get back to normal, but it feels forced and awkward. It feels like there's all this unspoken stuff. Another prompt is, if you think about the other person knowing how you feel about the loss of the closeness that you used to have together, what comes up for you? What do you notice? What would you need in order to be able to forgive someone whose actions hurt you? What do you want to happen? So if you've had a relationship where something like this has happened, I invite you to journal about that and see what you come up with. If the loss of a relationship like that is causing you pain and it's more than you can manage on your own with journaling, it might be a good idea to talk to a therapist about that. I'm wishing you well, and until next time, thanks for listening to the Baltimore Annapolis Psychotherapy Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Baltimore Annapolis Psychotherapy Podcast with Laura Reagan, LCSWC. For more, visit Laura's website, www.laurareaganlcswc.com.
Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.